Dirt Doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody. Telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. Mary Rose, I don't know if you got this or not. I just got a note from Doug saying that there is a real-time pain relief number. Did you get that? If you want to call them about the real-time pain relief rather than just doing it online, it's this number for that deal that our guest was talking about. It's 877-787-7180. 877-787-7180. Real-time pain relief in the whole thing, if you want to try it out to help, especially if you're taking opioids for pain or something like that specifically. That's what we talked about in the interview. This is a product that might help you out a lot there and be worth a try. They've got a couple of different deals for you. One of them is a dollar deal, and the other one that he recommended more is $14 and gets you more than one of their products. So check it out. Let's see where I need to go. I haven't gotten to the N. Howard's Garden stuff too much today at all. We'll work that in. Let me tell you first about Achieve Vitality before we go back to the phones. And that telephone number, by the way, 866-444-3478. Achieve Vitality is the stem cell therapy company that fixed my knee. I had a torn knee. And if you've got some kind of issue like that and would like to try this approach, I've got a heck of a deal for you because you can have a free consultation with the doctor, Dr. Darcy. And all you have to do is call a number and set up an appointment, or you can go to the website and go that route. It's achievevitality.net. Achievevitality.net or call this number, 469-600-8794. This is a different stem cell therapy than those that you're seeing advertised all over the place out there. Those use placenta or they use your own fat and they do a mixture and try to build more of them. This is umbilical cord stem cell therapy and comes from healthy babies. It's the best quality stem cells that exist. You can count the stem cells. You might, if you're thinking about that other route, you might ask them how many, you know, is involved in that. Not something that the other techniques can do. Pretty remarkable what it did for me. So if you want to see if it'll work for you, give them a buzz, 469-600-8794. Okay, before we get into the other thing, let's go talk to Scott in Wilson, Oklahoma. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Howard. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing well. How are you there?
Well, it's raining.
Yeah, we're going to have messy weather for a couple more days, it looks like.
I believe it's going to be wet probably all summer off and on. I hope so. Hey, let me ask you about garlic. You buy this garlic in them pods in the grocery store, and they dry out. They just turn to paper. How can you preserve them where they'll last for at least a month anyway?
Well, if you're having garlic bulbs dry out, that means that they were probably allowed to stay in the ground a little bit too long. And you may just need to find another place to buy them. Plus the fact I'd recommend that you grow them. It's really easy to grow. But we've seen with our own mistakes that we've made with garlic when garlic starts to mature in the spring and early summer, you know, then you first start seeing some of the leaves turn brown. It's usually into summer when this starts to happen. But that's the time generally you need to gently put a turning fork under them and lift them out and harvest them. If you wait until the top turns completely brown, which maybe the farmer did on the crop that you're buying in the grocery store, the bulbs tend to start coming apart. They don't stay together real firmly. And when they start breaking apart, they're still good. It's still good garlic, good flavor and good for you and everything, but it really cuts down on the storage ability of the garlic. And that's why you're seeing them go, you know, to cardboard and then powdery and go apart and you know, go bad so quickly. So
can you freeze garlic?
You can, I guess. I've never done it. It'd be worth a try, I suppose. You could also put the garlic in peat moss, and it'd probably, like we do with Irish potatoes and bulbs and things, and maybe it would make them last longer. But I think the real answer for you is going to be to talk to the grocery store or whatever you bought them and let them know there's a problem there and maybe buy from somebody else for a while. But trying the freezing and trying the storage in dry peat moss will probably be a good stopgap for you to make them last longer. For example, I've got a paper bag still half full of garlic myself, and it's in our pantry, not in the refrigerator or anything. It's just in normal inside temperature, and I don't have any of that happening to my garlic bulbs at all. They're all staying nice and firm and good, and they've been there quite a while.
Okay. You have to wait till the leaves start turning brown before you dig them, huh?
Well, you don't even have to do that. You can harvest the garlic before the bulbs mature, and you can eat any part of the garlic plant whenever you want to. I mean, the garlic, the green garlic leaves, the stems, and the immature garlic can be eaten any time. It's just that if you allow the garlic to stay there until it matures, you're going to have larger bulbs and larger cloves, and you're probably going to have more nutrient and health benefit if you let them go to perfect maturity.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a try.
All right. Good luck.
Hey, thanks a million.
Talk to you later.
Bye now.
Yeah, it's we've been doing garlic for a long time. Garlic Mike calls from time to time, and he and I have talked about that, and he agrees with the same thing. There's not a perfect time. Boy, that reminds me of something I need to talk about. I'm going to make a note here that I meant to do earlier in the show, and we'll get to it in a minute. But there is not a date that I can give you or anybody can give you about when you ought to harvest the garlic. It's something where you just got to watch it. And one of the other things about mine I've noticed is that some of my plants will mature before others will. Now, is that because there's been some crossbreeding going on? I kind of hope so. I hope I have, you know, some natural hybridization going on, because I think you get better and better stuff that way. But some of the garlic, the green leaves, will last well into the summer, and others, they start going down much quicker. I think probably the larger ones, the larger bulbs and the larger cloves, will last the longest. Garlic Mike may hear me chatting about this, may call in and add to this at some point, but you got to play it by ear. You've got to make a subjective call on when to harvest those bulbs, and it'll vary from bulb to bulb. But for sure, you don't want to let them go to where the top is completely dyed, because they're not going to last very long if you do that. They will have broken open, not be a good firm bulb, and they're not going to store for you and last nearly as long. Let's see. Bill's next in Marlin, Texas. Let's see what's up with Bill. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. Semper Fi, sir.
Semper Fi to you.
My spring planting is gone by the way. I had foot surgery. Could be out for about 8 weeks.
Uh-oh.
So I got a lot of time to burn here. My first question for you, though, is on the Camp Lejeune water situation.
Yes, sir.
I know you studied it and had reports. Could you tell me, do you know which way the water aquifer that got contaminated, which way it went? Did it get down to Cherry Point? I spent a lot of time in the early 70s between both those bases. And I was just wondering if you knew anything particular about that.
I do not. All I know is it got into the drinking water at Camp Lejeune. I do not know about the other camps, but Camp Lejeune for sure. Let me put you on hold, and we can either talk more on the air, or I'll talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Bill off the air a little bit more about his question asking about Cherry Point in addition to Camp Lejeune. He was at Camp Lejeune some and Cherry Point more. Those of you who don't know what we were talking about there, it's kind of an interesting story that relates to a lot of people's health, including mine. There was a contaminated water situation at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, and it was severe. It was a cleaning company that was on the edge of the base. And during that time period, the Marines that were there still today are having all kinds of cancer and degenerative problems of all kinds. And I was there at that exact time. Bill was there some, so that's what he was asking me about. And he's had less luck with VA than I have. I've had pretty good response from him. He was Vietnam and the Agent Orange problems and stuff, and I told him to look into the angle of the contaminated water too, because they're recognizing it more now and helping some people that were there. The most you may have seen stories about it. It's been, you know, on 60 Minutes and national news for several years. A very high percentage of the guys that were there have had the cancer more than anything, but other diseases as well, Parkinson's and other, you know, very serious diseases. One of the most common diseases, interestingly enough, is breast cancer in men. None of that I've had. I did have some, as a lot of you know, blood clot issues, and we're still looking at the possible link there, and it seems like they're maybe. So any more Marines out there that haven't looked into that angle in a while, you might check on it, because they're doing a better job now of including that in the conversation over there for people that were there at that time. Let's see. Well, we've got our friend Mike, Garlic Mike, was listening, and he is with us now. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Well, thank you. Well, give Bill a hand here and explain a little bit. If he's buying garlic from a local grocery store, Whole Foods, Central Market, Trader Joe's, whatever, it's domestic garlic, that's great. It was probably harvested June or July, like, you know, we know. So It's been in storage months.
Yeah.
and a lot of garlic varieties, over 660 of them. A lot of them have 7-8 month shelf life on ideal conditions. And then a lot of commercial growers, they'll refrigerate the garlic to force hibernation right after they get it out of the ground. And I've seen the damage done to the garlic. You can see the wrappers are kind of wrinkly, and they feel like they've been wet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrible. You never want to pick up wet garlic. You never want to buy garlic that's been refrigerated. And people bring garlic home and put it in the refrigerator. Don't do that with your garlic and onions. Keep them out at room temperature. They don't store well in refrigeration.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, too. We do put the onions in the refrigerator from time to time, but I see them not lasting very long that way, and that makes sense. So the best answer is for everybody to grow their own garlic.
Yes, absolutely. And then the other thing you need to look out for, if you're buying garlic from some of the produce departments and you see all the roots have been like sandpapered off, there's not a single piece of root.
Mm-hmm.
Now that came in a shipping container from overseas somewhere. That's part of the pathogen control issues.
Good tip.
USDA, yes, sir, because garlic has a lot of virus problems, so especially up in the Pacific Northwest. So transportation of garlic into the country is very regulated, and they use a really toxic bromide-type gas to kill pathogens on them. But you can always identify with the roots are ground completely away. That's an imported garlic from overseas.
So they use methyl bromide to treat them? Is that what they're treating with primarily, you think?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, that's...
Yeah, so they put them in large pressurized containers and pump that gas in, and that's how they control pathogens in them.
Okay, so people, number one, we want to grow our own. That's the best way by far. Number two, buy from a grocery store where the roots are still on the showing on the garlic, and if you know it's a local grower and organic, that's best, obviously. And stay away from the imported stuff, especially if it's coming from China, I would imagine.
I think I would rather eat the box than the garlic from China, personally.
Yeah, that would be my first thought. Hopefully some of that's changing. But, okay, the main thing is grow your own. And, as you and I talk all the time, it's pretty easy to do.
It's not rocket science. You just got to be patient. You're looking at about 7-8 month worth of growing. So just get you a tall glass of iced tea and a nice comfortable chair.
How is your operation, your farm at the college doing?
I haven't been out there since the last change in management.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I haven't. It's not garlic planting time yet. I hadn't really. I missed the opportunity this year. It happened too late. And then now, February, March, it's still a little wet. If it dries up a little bit, we get some warm weather coming in, I might grab a handful, run out there and introduce myself to the new farm manager and see what we can do. But
good luck.
I'd like to get back into it. I mean, community gardens around the Metroplex, I've planted in a couple of those and be interested in some more. People can find me. I'm around.
Yeah, they can always find you through us, too, so we'll pass on anything
you
run into. Garlic Mike, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good to talk to you, Howard.
I'll see you. Let's take a break here, and then we'll go to the phones, and I'll catch up on some in Howard's Garden. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478, and the website's dirtdoctor.com. All that information about the show coming up is right there under appearances on the homepage.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard back with you. I nearly choked myself to death there in the break there with my own tea, so bear with me here for a little bit. I needed to talk about something I meant to talk about at the very beginning of the show. Our latest newsletter, and we've set up a new kind of style. We used to, for years now, we've just done one subject at a time on the newsletter, so you could, you know, see if it's something you're interested in and just delete it if you weren't interested, but then wouldn't have any information for you. So we're using the newsletter now to cover several different kinds of topics and links to them, so you can pick what you want and go there. So you may be interested in one or two of the things, and you may be interested in all of them. You may be interested in none. So check it out and see what you think about the new format. And we're still in the process of revising it and setting it up so it works the best. We've got a lot of people taking the newsletter and enjoying it and get good feedback on it, but I think this is going to be an improvement that you'll like. The latest one included improvements to some of the entries in the library on DirtDoctor.com, and I haven't completely finished them. The one we just did included changes to asparagus and potatoes and onions. And I wanted to talk about the fact that asparagus, we're in that perfect time right now to plant for a lot of you out there, especially if you're in our zone here. But even in we're in zone eight, but if you're in zone seven, or if you're in a colder place, the same thing will go. It's just going to be a little bit more time before you do it. Those of you south of us could have already gotten into it. And if you haven't, it's still fine to do it now. And that is to plant asparagus and potatoes and onions. It is right in the middle of that window. And one of the things that's important for you to understand is that asparagus is recommended to be planted in way too complicated a way. And I know that because I wrote to do it the same way years ago in my first book. And I did it because everybody else's books that I read had this ridiculous information about digging a trench and then putting the roots of the asparagus down in the bottom of the trench and then filling it up slowly over a period of time, yada, yada, yada. You don't need to do that. All you need to do is prepare the beds like we prepare the bed for anything else, potatoes and onions, same way, into the existing soil. And this is in those entries on dirtdoctor.com now, but it's the basic organic planting instructions into the existing soil. And it doesn't matter whether your soil is sandy or clay or somewhere in between, you know, a sandy loam. You put basically three groups of improvements into that existing soil, and you till it in to a depth of 6 to 8 to 10 inches, deep as you want to go. If you raise the bed, you don't have to go as deep, but it's kind of a subjective call about how deep you need to go. Without question, you don't ever need to go deeper than 10 inches. If you go deeper than that, you're at a level where there's not going to be enough oxygen, whether it's sandy soil or not. There's not going to be enough oxygen there for the proper biological activity to go on. So we're trying to improve somewhere between 10, usually 8 inches deep in the surface of the soil. And into that existing soil. And by the way, the existing native soil is an important part of the bed preparation. And the reason that is that there are native indigenous microbes in that soil that you won't find in stuff you brought in, you know, artificial stuff from somewhere else. Even if it's a organic mixture, you still want some of your native soil in the mix. Now, those of you that are on solid rock, obviously that's a difference. You're going to have to bring in all new stuff, but you might get some topsoil from somewhere in the area where it's still some of the local chemistry and microbes in it. So we mix the compost, the organic fertilizer, earthworm castings, organic fertilizers in as a carbon ingredient. Number two, we put in rock minerals, and we put in, my favorite two are lava sand and azomite. Azomite's a commercial product. It's wonderful. It's loaded with trace minerals. It's has microbes. It stimulates microbes in the soil. It's terrific. So lava sand and azomite, but you can also use zeolite and granite and other rock minerals, anything that's different from the base rock on your property. And then the third group of ingredients are the sugars, and that's the molasses we were talking about. Dry molasses is as good as the liquid. You can use either one as part of the bed preparation. You can use white sugar or any kind of old sugars, brown sugars or anything. And the reason we do the sugars, and cornmeal is definitely part of this. Cornmeal has this disease-fighting capability. And we put them in because it moves everything quickly the right direction. You don't have to do it. You can do just the rock minerals and just the carbon materials, and you will end up having good production. But If you do the sugars, if you add the sugars as part of the initial bed preparation, you're going to speed up the process. You're going to get to the point of having rich biological activity and really good production for whatever you're growing that very first year much quicker if you do it. Cost a little more? Yeah, some people complain that we're buying a food product and using it, but yeah, we are, but it's moving the process on along quicker. If you did nothing but add compost and mulch, it would work fine. It's just not going to get to the point of having really good production. I think that's where the myth comes that the organic program is slower and doesn't produce as well and all that, is if you just do compost and mulch or just do mulch, it'll work eventually. It will work beautifully because that's how nature works. Nature takes the live stuff, and then when it's dead, it's put back on the soil and in the soil, and as it breaks down, the microbes are stimulated and everything eventually works. It's just that this program we've come up with using the rock minerals and the sugars along with the compost and mulches and everything gets you where you want to go a lot faster, get your production up to where it's just as good or better than the chemical approach, okay? So the asparagus goes into that prepared bed. You dig a hole, in other words, dig kind of a wide, ugly hole, dish-shaped hole, put the asparagus roots that are connected to part of the rhizome in the ground, top side up, and it's pretty easy to tell that. You can tell that the roots are pointed down. Put the top side up. Put them about 18 inches apart, something like that. Some people recommend no closer than 2 feet. That's fine, but usually in the 18-inch dimension on center, that works pretty well for most people. And you want to cover that asparagus with about 3 or 4 inches of this prepared soil. And then you water it in. Then if you put a little corn gluten meal on top of that soil, then the mulch over the corn gluten meal, water it all in real well, you're done. And you're going to have some real good production the first year. And, oh, by the way, a lot of people say don't harvest any of the asparagus the first year. I think that's kind of silly. You got to harvest one or two or just a small percentage of the spears the first year. And with this organic approach, you're going to have enough production, enough spears going on to where that's not going to hurt your overall long-term production anyway. Don't harvest them all, but a few of them in the first year, that's fine. Okay, how do you do potatoes? Well, the answer is pretty simple. You do it exactly the same way. Now, I've done some experiments where we've used the Ruth Stout method of putting the whole potatoes down on the surface of the soil and then covering the seed potatoes, the Irish potatoes I'm talking about, covering them with a real thick layer of mulch. Well, that works pretty well in Wisconsin and Minnesota and up in the Midwest and Boston and places like that, where two things happen. The soil's already better to start with than we have in a lot of the listening area that I have in the West and Southwest and all in Dallas-Fort Worth area. But it doesn't work for us. It doesn't work the first year very well. You don't get nearly as good a production going that route, the Ruth Stout route, as if you prepare the bed properly and put the potatoes underneath the soil. I do recommend planting whole seed potatoes, not cutting them up, because it's easier to do and you get just as good or better production. But if you do want to cut the potatoes up before you plant them, cut them up into sizes, golf ball size or a little bigger, and if they have an eye on them or two, that's a good thing because that's where the growth is going to come from. But you need to leave them out in the air and callus over a little bit before they're planted. If you toss a little fireplace ashes or some soft rock phosphate or some azomite on the cuts, it speeds up that process, that callusing, and that gives you some nutrients, especially if you used the azomite product. It gives you some nutrients as the roots first jump out and start to grow, okay? So asparagus and potatoes, you plant exactly the same way. Onions a little different because on onions, we're in same timing. We're planting all this stuff now. Or those of you north of us, when it gets a little bit, when the ground thaws out just, you know, a little bit more. And by the way, if you jump the gun and plant the potatoes or the asparagus, either one, a little too quickly and the new growth comes up and you get a little frost damage on that first growth, no big deal. It'll just regrow. It's not any big deal at all. On the onions, we're going to plant the transplants, the sets from the garden center, feed store, you know, wherever you buy them. There's a little trick here. And what that trick is that the sets are normally brought in right after the first of the year in the garden centers. And if they're not maintained with enough moisture or not too much moisture, they start drying out. You want to find some onion sets, transplants, that are still green and succulent. If they've dried out too much, they'll live and grow, but they're not going to produce nearly as well as if you get some nice new fresh ones. I'll take it from there when I come back and finish up. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life.
Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. We're finishing up for today. Really appreciate everybody being with us, and I'll finish up by telling you one more time about the big event that's coming up this coming weekend. But let me finish on the onions first. Onion sets, after you get as fresh ones, that was the point I was talking about, getting as fresh ones as you possibly can get, just common sense. But a lot of people think that those brown and dried up little sets will come back and do really well. And they'll live, but they won't produce anywhere nearly as well as good, healthy, fresh green, you know, onion sets that you buy. When you plant them, and this is a tricky part, everybody talks about it the same way, but it's hard to do it exactly right. And that is, everybody will tell you to plant the onion sets as shallow in the ground as possible, right? Well, if you put them just barely in the ground, they'll fall over. So you've got to put them in the ground deep enough. This is a little different than my normal talk on how deep to plant plants, but you need to put them in the ground deep enough so they stand up. And then you want to put the corn gluten meal, after they've been planted, around the soil, all around the beds that are bare because you've prepared new beds and everything. And it's exactly the same bed preparation as we did for potatoes and asparagus, by the way. And we put the sets in the ground. We do the corn gluten meal. We put the corn gluten meal out at what's basically 2 pounds per 100 square feet, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, normal application. And then you put the mulch, the shredded native tree trimmings, on top of that, water it all in real well. And that combination of the bed preparation and the corn gluten meal on the top and the right kind of shredded mulch and everything gives you great production and also keeps the weed problem down to a minimum. And then as they start to grow, you can kind of pull back the mulch a little bit in the soil and get them as shallow as possible. And it does help to develop as large bulbs as possible if the onion transplants are in the ground as shallow as you can get away with them standing up. You see what I mean? So that's it with the potatoes, asparagus, and onions. It's time. It's also time to plant carrots. If you want to do that, it's just from seed, and I recommend it. Throw the carrots out and get them going. You can plant carrots over a succession of times, and that's probably the best way to do it long term. Some in the fall, some in the winter, some later, some, you know, closer to spring, and you get really good long lasting production there. But right now is a real good time to get some planted and get them going. Okay, let's see. I think that was all. To get our newsletter and to get all of the information that we have about this natural organic approach, it's right there on dirtdoctor.com. You just go to the home page and look at the different buttons, all those words that are down below the fold. Those are all buttons that will take you to different places on the website. It's where you can sign up for the newsletter. It's where you can join the Organic Club of America. The button that says Buy Howard's Art Books and Class, that takes you over to the area where they're all related, and you can buy through the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center and help support the work there, and buy it tax deductible. Everything we have going that route is tax deductible. All of that stuff will also be there at the show in Belton next Saturday and Sunday. So we can talk about it in person there. My art will be there. We haven't decided what all we're going to bring. You can see some of it on Facebook. It'll give you an idea of some of my latest stuff. I'm no golf today because it's cold and rainy out there, so I'll be doing art all day today and the rest of this week. So I don't know what I'll have for you to see this weekend, but I hope you can come and let me know what you think about that and all the other stuff that we have. Logan, my daughter and announcer, will be there. Doug will be there, and we'll all be chatting about organic gardening, the Organic Club of America. My books, which are many and on specific subjects that I think you might be interested in addition to what we're talking about in the lectures that I give, one on organic pest control and the other on trees. And there's about 100-something other presentations going on there at the Mother Earth News Fair in Belton, Texas this weekend. So I really look forward to seeing you at the event. One more final thing. If you wanted that free consultation on the Dr. Darcy on stem cell therapy, the number is 469-600-8794. The phone number on that real-time pain relief, let's see, I didn't write it down. Yeah, here it is. It's that real-time pain relief to get those two different deals, one for a dollar, one to get several products. It's 14, I think, or whatever the number is. The number is 877-787-7180. 877-780-7180. I've enjoyed being with you. DirtDoctor.com. If you have a question between now and the next time we see you, send us an email at info@DirtDoctor.com. We've still got one of the classes to give away if you identify the plant that I used for one of the art pieces that's currently on Facebook. It's a stylized leaf that you should recognize, and if you're first to identify it, you win one of our schools and a gift from Espoma, wonderful organic fertilizer company. See you next time.